Chapter 9. A Lot of Clues. James McCarthy married a barmaid in Bristol 2 years ago in secret. It was not a happy union, and they live apart. That is the reason he told his father he couldn't marry Alice Turner.
It seems a hopeless situation.
Not quite, Watson. Today I heard some good news. McCarthy's wife read about the murder in the newspapers. Now she thinks her husband, James McCarthy, is a murderer. She wants a divorce. She wants to marry another man.
Then McCarthy is free. He can marry Miss Turner.
I hope so, Watson.
But about the case, Holmes, any new developments?
Well, for me, there are two important points. One, Charles McCarthy knows his murderer and arranges to meet him at Boscombe Pool.
And the second point?
That McCarthy cries cooey.
But that's clear. He's calling his son. It's their special call.
No, Watson. He doesn't know his son is there. He's using that particular cry to call someone else. But who?
The next day, Holmes and Watson meet Lestrade at Boscombe Pool to search for clues.
There's some bad news, I'm afraid. Mr. Turner is very ill. The doctor thinks he's going to die.
What's the matter with him?
His daughter says he's ill because of the shock of the murder.
Tell me something, Lestrade. Do the McCarthys pay rent for the house they live in on Mr. Turner's estate?
No, they don't pay any rent. The McCarthys and the Turners are old friends.
Look here, Watson. These must be James McCarthy's footprints. And those are the gamekeeper Moran's.
Holmes, over here. These other footprints are very unusual. They have square toes. What kind of boots are they?
We have a lot of important clues here, Watson. We are near the solution of this case. Please leave me alone for a few minutes. I must concentrate.